Righto, Rolling Stones, 96900693. You see the Stones last night? Please give us a review. Because interspersed with those reviews, you and I are going head-to-head because we have been given the playlist from last night. Mm. Neither you nor I have looked at it. You and I are going to head-to-head identifying the playlist from snippets. You ready?
This will be an absolute walk-over.
All right. Well, we might as well give it a go. Righto, first up. Jumpin' Jack Flash, but we knew that.
Did we?
Hang on. Well, slow up. What are we...
God.
What? I was doing one at a time, please. Robin, give us a review.
I thought it was fantastic. I laughed, I cried, I rocked and rolled. I rolled with the punches.
Is it the first time you've seen him, Robin?
No.
David.
Now, when was seen him every time.
When was the first time you saw him?
1971.
That was at Kooyong.
Yes.
What did he say? You're going to test your memory now, Robin. What did he say when there was some feedback in the sound system in 1971 at Kooyong?
Can I repeat that?
Oh, well, no. Sorry. I was going to use the last word. I was going to use was slightly more family friendly. I suspect. Tell me the animal involved, Robin.
Yes, I know. I mean, I saw all three concerts. I saw the nighttime ones and the two daytime ones.
And David, who spoke to us earlier, said that there were 70-year-old women in leather pants. Are you pleading guilty to that, Robin? Or?
Oh, it wasn't me. I'm 11-7.
Righto, Robin. Thank you very much. He said, did he not say when there was some... He said,
I wasn't there, but was it reported?
I thought that he... I didn't think it involved a rude word. Mm. I thought he said, that sounds like a kangaroo mating.
Ah.
I think. Danny, you went last night?
I did, yeah. I took my wife and my in-laws.
And how were they, the great men?
Oh, they were just fantastic.
Did they look like men in their 70s?
No, not at all. No. They were, and the sound was just amazing. I mean, it's the best concert I've ever seen in my life. They were just unbelievable.
Danny, thank you very much. My father was sort of getting to be an old man in his mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
But these guys are 70.
Well, all of these fellas,
with the exception of Ronnie,
have outlived my father.
Oh, yes. Well and truly outlived my father. Mm. 67, I think Ronnie is. Righto, can we go back and do it a bit slower? Righto, give us one off the playlist. You Got Me Rockin', I believe. Let's go to Sam. G'day, Sam.
Boys, yeah, I've seen them every time since 66 when they were on with Roy Orbison and the Hollies at the Palais. Last night I took my 14-year-old granddaughter and she was just blown away by them.
Who was the first act at the Palais? Because I went to that concert.
I think it was a Melbourne mob called the Moods.
No, what about the New Beats?
No, I'm not familiar with their work. Yeah, you could be right, but it was at the Palais,
So was Roy Orbison the warm-up act for the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on then the Hollies and the Stones.
Stan the Man was the MC, and the audience were booing Roy Orbison because they were singing We Want the Stones.
Yeah, something like that.
What an insult, Sam. Thank you very much. All right, next song on the play. We're doing this is the playlist in order.
Right. Honky Tonk Women.
No. it's only rock and roll, but I like it. Off Goat's Head Soup. Next one. That is off the double album. Yeah, play it a bit more, thanks. The double album, which they wrote in they went to somewhere like Saint-Tropez and presumably just loaded up on the pharmaceuticals and wrote a... is that something like Tumbling Dice? Charlie, g'day.
Ross and John, I just wanted to say I've been to quite a few concerts in my time, and the Rolling Stones was in a league of its own. I've never seen something so exceptional.
Sounds to me, Charlie, like the last concert that you saw was Taylor Swift. you sound 14 years old.
I actually saw Bruce Springsteen twice, and he was amazing, but the Stones were just incredible.
Did you see Bruce Springsteen from the vantage point of your pram?
Absolutely not.
Charlie, thank you very much. Righto. Going all right. Next song. Wild Horses. Righto. Jeanette.
Fabulous. It was best night ever. Just got no voice left.
Well, I think they played, according to the playlist we've been sent, they played 17 songs. So I think we played the first five, have we not? They are five pretty good songs.
Oh, it was just rock and roll and ice. It was just the best.
You been to bed yet, Jeanette?
Oh, ears are still ringing.
Hey, Jeanette, you want to join in this game with... you want to assist Burnzo?
Oh, okay.
I need it, I can tell you.
Here we go. Oh, that's a bit tough.
Yeah, my ears are still ringing.
Oh, that sounds like it's come from the sort of mid-80s somewhere or something.
Oh,
dear.
Doom, boom.
What is that?
Doom, what? Boom.
No, doom, boom. Doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom. Yeah, doom and gloom, I mean.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hey,
take two bottles of the ball. I did not know. If you'd asked me, does the Rolling Stones have a song called Doom and Gloom, I would have said I've got no idea.
Oh, Roscoe.
Okay, Jeanette, righto, let's see if you can turn it into something. Street fighting man.
This is the one I voted for, fighting in the street.
Yeah. magnificent. The version of street fighting man. Fighting in the streets.
This is
great. Hey, Jeanette. Jeanette, have you ever heard that great Beatles song, Me Do Love?
At this time of morning, yes, I have. It's really good.
Hey, you're outstanding. Righto, Jeanette, next. No, that's Street Fighting Man still. Right, next. No, we're gone?
Nah.
No, we run out of ammo, Jeanette.
Oh, thank you.
But outstanding night. You take you to Bortley and go and get some rest.
I think I need to have it now.
Well, why not? It's afternoon somewhere.
It is.